Hello and welcome to TWEP, proudly brought to you by Workplace Services Australia, your leading workplace strategy, change management, workplace culture and workplace services partner. My name is Bly Williams and I'm the Director of Strategic Special Projects at WSA, and I'm currently working on a number of workplace and bespoke once-in-a-lifetime projects for the clients of our sponsor. The pandemic has certainly changed the way organisations are looking at their office accommodation fit-outs. The office now needs to compete with so many other places to work. The days of not being spatially aware are over. The importance on space being functional for quiet work, considered working, project work, meeting spaces for either leader meetings or collaborative meetings are all as important as each other, depending on the team and its function. Just being focused on having collaboration space is not the answer. It might at a high level be the solution for today by ill-informed leaders who believe that's all they need, but they are and will be sadly mistaken. The mix of work settings in the office location is key to allow easy sharing of thoughts, knowledge and information by the use of technology or in person, no matter if you're working independently, in a small group or in a blended project environment where people attend in person or virtually. Today's fit-outs need to consider the ease of cleaning surfaces that prevent the spread of viral infection or bugs or other types of infestation. The days of finance finding cost savings by cutting cleaning scope and the subsequent costs are also well and truly over. If anything, this spend will only increase as people's expectations are now higher than ever before and they will not tolerate these reductions in services for health reasons. Many people take this position not just to protect themselves, but for the others around them. The fit-outs are now more spatially aware. 1,800 long workstations to comply with tried and tested physical distancing requirements. That is one person in 4 square metres, during the periods of high viral transmission. New fit-outs are also using more physical space, larger meeting rooms, so that if physical distancing restrictions have to be introduced at any time, the change is not significant and the things basically go along like usual. If things go along same old, during periods of high viral infection, then the change impact on the employee is minimised. The scoping of the requirements of the business groups using the discovery findings from the workplace strategy is still essential to provide the basis of the design brief and what people need from their workplace. Many organisations are providing community facility zones for cleaning and antiseptic consumables to allow employees to self-clean desks and shared spaces should they wish. These facilities work best when they are coupled with support day cleaning regimes. One of the reasons why desk sharing remains acceptable is because of the theory of the team neighbourhood, which became embedded in the way agile working best worked prior to the pandemic. The neighbourhood is a place of belonging, a place where people know that they can gravitate to, where there will be a familiar face or the people that someone needs to meet with in their team or project. Don't underestimate the power of the neighbourhood or home zone. This always drives the need for workplace design to be like a Lego block design. This allows furniture choices to be swapped out as different business units may occupy their spaces differently. For example, some business groups will require more casual collaboration space, while others will have a higher requirement for project space. This modular design principle provides great flexibility for the workplace to change as the business requirements morph. Let's not forget, the design will morph. The days of set and forget are over. The changes on workplace design and office functionality is now almost continually ongoing, as technology solutions are moving so fast and often drives the associated change. The new post-pandemic office fit-outs are now very conscious of acoustic treatments. People who are now returning to the office have been working in quiet zones at home for a number of years. So the level of sensitivity around noise is very, very acute. This issue, along with odours from colleagues' lunches and snacks, has always been a problem, but is now super sensitive. This particular issue also has a significant contribution to the placement of adjoining work setting zones, to quiet spaces and meeting spaces. Lighting is also another major challenge, with clients opting for a variety of lighting solutions and lux levels, as the standard office lighting is at 160 luxes, through to moderately difficult tasks being lit at between 320 and 400 luxes, which has been super sensitive for many employees returning to the office. There has been an introduction of task lighting, floor lighting, lighting from freestanding lamps, incorporated into a variety of settings in the workplace, such as pocket parks and creative thinking zones. Lastly, let's not forget about the mechanical services. People are keen to understand that there is enough fresh air intake into the office to prevent the spread of viral infection. There is no hiding from the fresh air inflow standards under the Australian standard. We encourage our clients to have this data available and how you meet or exceed the standards. It helps support the fact that you have the health and well-being of your people front of mind. The post-pandemic world is also seeing a lot more greenery entering our workplace and buildings. The trick here is that the plants need to be neutral or odour-free to provide a therapeutic, calming environment that promotes creativity and productivity. Organisations are now using these live assets as tools to separate open floor plans into zones. They are also being designed to be mobile to ensure that the flexibility of the office floor plate is not lost. Remember, the office now has to be better than people's own home office or their co-working in their neighbourhood or even their own lounge room. The office needs to lead the field, being an inviting, functional and creative space for people. The office now needs to compete and to be and maintain a position of top dog, the position of the preferred place to work. There are so many topics discussed here today, and they all play a part of a successful office fit out in this post-pandemic world. We will definitely be talking about all of them in greater detail in 2024. If you are an SME in acoustics or design or anything that we've discussed today, reach out to us and join our interview podcast format that will be returning in 2024. Remember, we only need under 15 minutes of your time every Friday morning. Move over ABC Breakfast, Sunrise, and Today. Before we go this week, watch out for our 2023 workplace white paper. It will be coming out before Christmas, and it's waterproof, sandproof. Your dog won't like the taste of it, but we're hoping that you'll enjoy the read over the summer. TWEP is proudly brought to you by our original and loyal sponsor, WSA. Your experienced workplace strategy, change management, workplace design and workplace culture partner. Check them out, www.wsagroup.au. Thank you for joining us for episode 20. Please see the attached show notes and leave us your feedback or subscribe. The way it is today, Friday the 15th of December, 2023. This has been the TWEP. I am Blythe Williams and thanks for joining.